to avoid hoaxes and scams, really, a lot of it would be down to common sense. I mean, if a deal comes sort of advertised to you and it looks too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. So I think a lot of the cases, it's a case of just applying good common sense and seeing who the actual messages that you get sent come from. If they're a trusted source, that's fair enough. If it's somebody that you've not heard of before and they're offering something weird and wonderful, chances are it is a scam.